All right. What I want to share with you this morning is a word that's part of our theme for the year. And when we started this year, we have a theme, Living Victoriously in Hope. Living Victoriously in Hope. Now, obviously, we haven't been teaching that theme every time we share the word. Obviously, new different needs and things that need to be shared that God puts on the hearts of the teachers. Recently, we've been looking at, it seems like the theme has been the renewed mind and trusting in God. But I want to look at one of the words here. And, one of the words, not the one we're going to look at, but let's take a look at living. What does living mean? Living victoriously in hope. What is living? What is it when you live?
You breathe.
You breathe. You're active. You're moving around. You're engaging in life, right? You're participating in life. So that's living. Now, at the end of that little phrase is the word what?
Victorious.
Hope. 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 Victory's in the middle. Hope. That's the one we're going to get to, Ted. But on the other end is hope. So what's hope? What when we say we're going to have living victoriously in hope, what are we talking about? When
we're gathering together.
The gathering together. We have Christ's return. When we see that blessed face, right? When we face to face with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that's going to be the greatest day of our life, I think, huh? That face to face connection that we'll make with our Lord and Savior. So I think we understand those two words, but this middle word, victorious or victoriously, I want to look at that word a little bit and see how that is used in the Bible and how we can connect our life with it. Now, when we talk about living victoriously, there's so many different aspects of that. I mean, recently we had the Olympics, right? And what were they? What was victorious to those Olympians?
Gold medal.
Gold medal. Yeah, just to win that gold medal. That was victory for them. What about you're playing a card game, and you got the best hand. You're victorious, right? You've won that card game. Pretty simple, huh? Or playing checkers. Somebody's got to win. Somebody's going to be victorious. Hey, what about if you go to the racetrack and you bet on a horse and it wins? You're victorious, right? You're celebrating a victory and maybe got a few bucks out of it as well. So many ways to consider and think about being victorious. Maybe you have a favorite baseball team or basketball team. Now it's football season, right? And so if they win the game, you celebrate the victory. What about overcoming the enemy? Obviously, in a battle, if you win the battle, if you overcome the enemy, you have that victory, right? And personal situations might come up. Maybe a person has a drug situation going on, a drug habit, and they beat that, and they'll have victory over that situation, right? So a lot of things can come into play when we're talking about victory. But what I want to do is let's go to the Bible and see how this is used. And, of course, one thing we do when we look at specific words used in the Bible is we look at the Greek word, because the Bible, when it came about, when holy men of God spake, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, God had men of God to write the word. More than likely, it was in Aramaic. That was their language. But quickly, it got into the Greek language. And that's what we use to study a lot of these different words. Well, the Greek word for victory is, anybody got a guess?
Nike.
Nike, yes. Nike. And where have you seen that word before, Nike?
Adidas. Athletic shoes,
right. Yeah, so there's a company that utilizes that word for their name of their company, and they make athletic gear, and it's called Nike. Now, in the Greek, they have you have verbs and nouns from the same root word, right? And so when we look at a definition and we go to the Greek dictionary, this is what it says on this Nike word family. And literally it means overthrow of an opposing force. That is what is the standard definition of that word. It is overthrow of an opposing force. And then we get synonyms like superiority or overwhelming or being successful. But the key point I think we want to hone in on as far as this definition is overthrow of an opposing force. So this victory we're talking about is much more than maybe a little badge that some Boy Scout might win for making campfires or a little league players getting participation trophies because they were on the team. What we're looking at is something a little more significant than that, for sure. So let's go to Luke, all right? Let's look at Luke chapter 11. And like I say, we're going to look at a number of scriptures here. So Luke chapter 11, verse 22. It says here, "But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divided his spoils." Maybe we should read verse 21, the previous verse. "When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him." There's that word. In the Greek, it's nikeo. I believe that's a verb form there. Overcomes them. So that fits that definition pretty good, doesn't it? Where overcoming opposing force. Now let's take a look at John 16. John 16. All right, John 16, verse 33. Yeah. Yes, verse 33. "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace." Who is this talking?
Jesus
Christ. He's sharing this. He says unto them, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you have peace. In the world you shall have what?"
Tribulation.
Well, you think that's true?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, crazy world we live in. A lot of tribulation, a lot of mental pressures, all kinds of things going on. But if our focus is on who, we're going to have what?
Peace.
Yeah, we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to have peace. If we focus in the world, tribulation. "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The word overcome is this word nikeo that we're looking at. Have victory over this world. So we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. We can take on anything this world has to offer. I love that verse. A great verse that we can really live by, to think about it, because we've got who in us?
Christ
in us, the hope of glory, right? So we can overcome any and every situation that confronts us. Well, let's take a look at Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, verse 21. It says here in verse 21, Be not overcome of evil. There's that word overcome, nikeo, of evil, but overcome evil with what?
Good.
Yeah, we got good. What's good? God's word. Who's good? God. Yeah. How often is he good?
Always,
all the time, right? Yeah. This form of Nike or Nikeo is used 28 times, and it's translated in the King James 24 times as overcomer. Okay, and we've been seeing that in the verses that we've looked at. Well, let's look at a few more. We're not going to look at all of them, but I want to look at a couple more, a few more. 1 John, let's go back, or go to the back of your Bibles. In 1 John, chapter 2. Okay, 1 John, chapter 2, verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome. There's that word, dikeo, Nike, in that family. You've overcome. You've got the victory over the wicked one. Okay? I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Well, we heard that in the manifestations, how important the word of God is, that we study it, that we know it, that we live it. And here, we're going to be strong with the word of God abiding in us. We're going to be victorious over the wicked one. You know, the devil's out there. He's the god of this world. He's the one that's causing all the problems, the mess. But we have that victory over him. Okay? And that's what we need to, maybe, hopefully this gives you a mind picture of what it means to be victorious. All right? For us as born-again ones, with Christ within, we can overcome the wicked one. We can have victory over him. Now, 1 John 4:4, look at that one. 4:4, ye of God, little children, and have what?
Overcome.
Have overcome them. There's that word. Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So this is the victory we have, right? We are overcomers of the adversary because we've got Christ in us. We've got Christ in us. And that's bigger, that's greater than he that's in the world. Now let's go to chapter 5, verse 4. And this word Nike, this family of Nike or Nikeo, is used several times here in these verses. So 5:4, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. There it is, right? There's that word, Nikeo, overcomes the world. Now, are you born of God?
Yeah.
All right. We can associate with this. And this is the victory, Nike. It's the other noun usage of this Nike word. And this is the victory that overcometh. There's that word used in that form, Nikeo, overcometh the world. Even what?
Our
faith, our believing. That makes the difference. Do you believe that you got Christ in you?
Yes.
Do you believe that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world?
Yeah.
Boy, if we believe that, then we can manifest that reality. We can live that victory. We can live a victorious life. Because the job has been done by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we can do it. All right. Verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world? There's that overcometh is another form of nikeo. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Wow. So when we're talking about victory, our victory is over the enemy, the wicked one, the devil. We've got Christ in us. So greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Now, there's a bunch of times in Revelation, I think some 17 times in Revelation, this word nikeo is used, and it's translated overcomer. So we don't need to look at those, but I could, you know, knowing Revelations a little bit, it makes sense that that word's used quite a bit in that section of the Bible there in Revelations. A side note, it's kind of interesting to know names. Nicholas. Nicholas comes from this Greek word, Nike, and the name Nicholas means a conqueror of people or overcomer. And then there was a famous Pharisee that went to Jesus one night.
Nicodemus.
Right. Nicodemus. One who overcomes. That's what that word means, Nicodemus. Kind of a neat name, huh? All right. Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians. And we're going to look at another use, nikos, of this word family that we're studying. So 1 Corinthians 15. All right, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. All right. Well, we better, that's right in the middle of this great section here. Let's look at verse 52. We'll start there. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what?
Changed.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the same that is written, death is swallowed up in what?
Victory.
In victory. Death is swallowed up in victory. You know, what we have spiritually is a reality that overcomes death. Our victory over death. We have victory over death. Because we will not die and that's the end of it. If we fall asleep, right? If we die, we fall asleep before Christ comes back. We're going to be at the gathering together. We get to be first in line. Those who have died will be up first. And those who are alive and remain will be gathered together as well. So we have that victory. We have the victory. Verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Sorry, Charlie. Sorry, grave, no victory for you. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But, verse 57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Now, I hope you see this victory we have a little bit bigger than before, in understanding how this word is used. Overcomers. We are overcomers of death. And think about living victoriously in hope, knowing that we have the victory over death, over the wicked one. We have it. We got it. Now our privilege and opportunity is to live it. To live it. Well, one more verse I want to share with you. It's in Romans chapter 8. We'll be closing here in Romans chapter 8. You know, our victory is not about getting a medal or a badge or a sense of accomplishment. Our victory is one that's over death. It's over the wicked one. That's, we have that. We have that through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can tap into that in our minds, put our minds in the place of knowing this, then we could walk living victoriously in hope. Well, here in Romans chapter 8, at the end of chapter 8, is an exciting section of verses, right? If you've been here before, I'm sure. And in verse 37, it says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You know, all the different things that could separate you from the love of God, tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. No, in all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved him. Now, the word conquerors is made up of two segments, I guess you can say. And it's the main segment is Nike, and the prefix to it is Hooper. Hooper Nike. You know what that means? Hooper is a prefix that's over and above, exactly. So we're super conquerors. We're super victors. I love that word. That really hits home. So now that when we think about living victorious in hope, you know, I trust we can visualize ourselves as super conquerors over the devil, as super conquerors over death, because we have the victory in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, amen, huh? All right, well, I wanted to share that victorious message with you so that you can appreciate the victory you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a great victory. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful word and what it communicates to our hearts, that we can really grasp what you've done for us through your Son and how we can live our life as more than conquerors, super conquerors, because we have the victory because of what your Son did for us. So we thank you for this, Father, and just look forward to living an exciting life, doing the things that you've called us to do. Until that time when Christ comes back, Father, we can just be our best for you. So we thank you for this great reality. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.